From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, another Islamic State beheading. Japan and the United States have condemned Islamic State extremists for the apparent beheading of a Japanese journalist, Kenji Goto, hours after a grisly internet video showed the execution. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the killing an inhumane and contemptible act of terrorism and vowed he would never forgive the killers. In Washington, President Obama described the killings as heinous murder. Islamic State militants had threatened to kill Goto and a Jordanian military pilot if Jordan did not release an Iraqi prisoner on death row in Jordan for her role in a deadly 2005 bombing in Amman. Islamic State fighters facing Kurdish troops and allied air support for Saturday acknowledged defeat and retreat from the key Syrian border city of Kobani after months of fighting. U.S. commander coordinating allied strikes targeting extremist fighters confirmed the Kurdish victory, and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said taking Kobani was a strategic and symbolic objective in the battle against the Islamic State militants. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said Saturday the nation faces a long fight to defeat Islamist extremists after a series of attacks on security forces in the Sinai Peninsula. At least 30 security personnel were killed in Sinai Thursday. It happened in multiple assaults. Officials are saying the insurgents' weapons were aimed at a military base as well as a hotel where police and military officers live. The Islamic State group's affiliates in Egypt claimed responsibility for the attacks. This is VOA News. A drone strike hit a car in Yemen on Saturday, killing four suspected al-Qaeda militants. That, according to tribal officials, this is the second such strike in a week. The United States is the only country known to be operating drones in Yemen. Previous strikes have also targeted the group known as al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. U.S. considers AQAP al-Qaeda's most dangerous offshoot. Peace talks between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists ended Saturday without a deal as fighting raged in the country's east, killing both soldiers and civilians. Meantime, there is word U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Ukraine this week. VOA's Pam Dawkins reports.
The State Department says he will use his trip to Ukraine to highlight U.S. support for the country and its people.
We want to see the Russian direct support to the separatists, tanks, heavy weapons, rockets. This needs to stop.
European Union foreign ministers in Brussels have agreed to a six-month extension of sanctions against Russia and Russian-backed separatist officials. As the U.S. and its Western allies mull their next move in Ukraine, there's growing concern about the human toll of the conflict. The United Nations says since April, the violence has resulted in more than 5,000 deaths and left over 10,000 people wounded. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Relations between Russia and the West are set to become even more strained amid an inquiry in London into the murder of a former Russian spy. Meanwhile, Royal Air Force fighters intercepted Russian bombers close to British airspace, prompting authorities to summon Moscow's ambassador. Henry Ridgewell has our report.
Two Russian Tupolev Tu-95 aircraft, known as Bear Bombers, were intercepted close to British airspace Wednesday. Normally, the Russian aircraft skirt the far north of Britain. This time, the flight path was different, says Elizabeth Quintana of the Royal United Services Institute.
They were right down on the south coast in the channel between the UK and France, and also they were flying without their transponders on.
Quintana believes Moscow could have directed its bombers towards Britain in response to a public inquiry in London into the murder of Alexander Litvinenko, the former Russian spy. He died in 2006 after ingesting radioactive polonium. On his deathbed, he accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of ordering his assassination. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who presides over Europe's largest and strongest economy, has again ruled out debt forgiveness for Greece's international rescue loans. However, the German leader promised to stand by Greece and other debt-ridden European countries if they continue their own economic reforms.
That's the latest world news from VOA.